Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL coming to you live and direct from MacCity.com.
I'm with you.
Nigga, even if they don't knock the broads, there ain't enough tricks to go around.
Then newspaper like me so you can point your fucking finger.
Let's say that's the bad guy.
Let's say that's the bad guy.
That's the bad guy.
Never in the history of the game has it been such a lesson. Tricks running low, cops pushing harder than ever.
It is not normal to give a child juice in a bottle more than you give him milk.
Give him Kool-Aid and shit.
Yeah.
Newborn baby, deprived of milk. Give him Kool-Aid, he'll be all right. Shit.
Wow. A child should not be drinking fruit juice with high fructose corn syrup more than drinking something that's healthy for him.
Right.
Well, when you have dusty niggas making babies with no responsibility.
Well, check this out.
Niggas making babies with no way to stabilize the economy of a home.
Okay.
You create a problem that perpetuates itself for generations. There was a book, Freakonomics. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I've heard of it.
Two arguments. Well, one of them was very controversial, but I'll go with the first one because it's... I'll discuss both of them, but let's talk about the first one. The first one, they explain why drug dealers still live with their mother.
Okay.
I got that book at home.
All right.
And this square, this lane, went and interviewed this drug dealer. And shockingly enough, this drug dealer opened his books up, and he said that the books of the drug dealer looked like any books that a company would have.
All right.
And he counted that man's income down to the penny. And then he explained, he said, well, the dope game is essentially nothing but a pyramid scheme.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pyramid scheme of the poor and unfortunate. The only people that are really making any money are the people that are distributing and moving it.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are selling it, and when I mean distribution, I mean across the country and globally.
Right.
Those are the only people making any real money. The people that are selling it on these street corners for $300 and getting busted and going to jail, it's the same equivalent as working at McDonald's.
Okay.
And the money that they have, you know what that money is similar to? You know all that money is that they have? It's a fucking tax return. I'm about to start shining on you hoes. Remember that?
Yeah, uh-huh.
All these hoes get false confidence when tax season rolls around. Well, that's the same equivalent when they're making money on it. It's just tax season, except for the fact they're not paying any taxes. And all of that money is collecting at minimum wage. But if they're selling that shit on consignment, they got to pay for it. So by the time they pay their supplier back for whatever he fronted them for whatever they sold it on consignment, they barely have enough to make bond. And that was the point that the man was bringing out in Freakonomics. He showed every level. He showed the price this man spent for guns, the price he spent for bail, the price he spent on lawyers, the price that he spent, you know, to get people to have shit put in here. All this stuff that he had to, you know, spend his money for. That goes back to what I was saying. When you step so far to the left of what's right, you become a victim of circumstance, and the people in that circumstance become your master.
Mm-hmm.
So, after he cut, and this guy wound up going to prison, just so you know. And when he went to prison, he didn't have a penny left.
Damn.
Why? Because the forfeiture statute stepped in and took all of his money.
Damn.
You know, because whenever you get caught with drugs, they seize whatever's there.
Mm-mm-mm.
And so niggas thought that they was going to get slick with the shit in other people's name. Well, that didn't work either. Because they came up with something called, you know, the innocent owner statute, where if the person can't prove that they can afford that, the feds can still take it and charge them as accomplices.
Damn.
Kenny Wren found that out the hard way.
Damn.
You remember him, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby, just Kenny Wren, I got a bitch. Remember him?
Yeah, I got your bitch.
Yeah, him.
Understand me?
Too real for TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, he thought he could hide, put that shit in other people's name. That's old game. The feds is hip to that shit.
Right. Shit.
Mm. So, let's stop and think about, do you actually think in a society where black people are not the majority, in a society where black people are not the majority, do you actually believe that white people are going to be able to tolerate? And this is not about the devil may care argument. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm trying to make another point.
Okay.
You think they're going to tolerate you riding around on 20s and 4s and not paying taxes? And then you wonder where all this draconian legislation comes from, where they lock you up, where they give you a damn 18 to 1 sentencing disparity for crack versus cocaine.
Damn.
You think that's by accident? Every time they see these niggas riding up and down the street in these cars with the wheels spinning.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's where that legislation comes from. But that legislation not only affects the niggas doing that, it affects these young people that are impressionable that just made a mistake.
Mm-mm-mm.
So your ignorance affects the whole community. That's what I'm saying. And some niggas don't care. So those niggas don't, they're ignorant, and they're ignorant on purpose. They don't give a damn that they stupid. And it's those niggas that I have no compassion for. I don't.
Shit.
I don't. I don't think that that's cool.
Right.
Bishop Don Magic Wine may be a very profound man with a lot of wisdom, but that shit that he's representing,
right?
I know that it's smoke and mirrors.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
I know that. When he got on TV and said, and he was smart enough to say it. And when I say dusty nigga, I'm not talking about appearances.
Right.
Let's be clear. I'm not talking about appearances. I'm talking about a mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So when he got on TV and said on Pimps Up Hoes Down that the police used to arrest him, take him to court, get his car, and ride up the strip and bust his hoes,
mm-hmm,
and bring them to the jail. So, and they said, look at your man, the monkey in the cage locked up.
Damn.
Where they put toothpicks inside of his lock so he couldn't use his keys.
Mm.
All of that come with the game.
Mm.
Like he said in Pimps Up and Hoes Down, the penitentiary come with all this.
Yep. Shit.
Didn't, you've been warned.
Didn't Iceberg Slim say that too?
He said that too.
He said, I forget what he said. I can't even paraphrase it. You know what he said exactly? Did you see that movie that he was in, that documentary?
Yes.
Yeah, he said, yes. Yeah, it was profound, man. Shoot. What did he say? He said it was all BS.
He said the in the documentary, he said the penitentiary is a necessary rest stop for people chasing illusory dreams of fame and wealth.
Shoot.
He said it's a rest stop.
Right.
He also said that the problem with street life is this. it distorts reality while purporting to represent it.
Mm.
And it leaves its players blind on the chessboard of life.
That's exactly what me and you deal with every day, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so when I'm talking about, that doesn't mean that I condemn every person that has made a mistake. That's not, a stupid motherfucker would believe that.
Right.
I'm talking about these niggas that are, they don't care. They don't give a, they don't care. They want to wallow in self-destruction and ignorance.
Hmm.
I don't care about them.
Shit.
And I will charge them to the game and not lose a night's sleep.
Shit. I find that just recently, I don't know, you tell me if this is a good sign or a bad sign. Just recently, we had a situation where we just had those elections, and everything is basically seems to be swinging towards a so-called conservative slant, so to speak.
Yes.
And of course, if you're going to go ahead and talk about conservatism, a lot of people will probably equate that with intellectualism and self-empowerment or whatever. It would seem like maybe people, maybe even our people, are getting a little tired of the blame game and the victimization. And just overall, just being a nigga. Otherwise, how okay. could, you know, the Republicans had that sweep?
Let's start at the beginning.
All right.
Let's not even scrap that.
Okay.
Forget I said that.
All right.
Let's deal with it here.
Okay.
Our people ain't voting in midterm elections, Mike.
Oh, okay. I got you.
They ain't.
All right.
Because there's no Beyonce.
Okay.
There's no Jay-Z. There's no Will I Am.
Wow.
Our people are not out in the street organizing. For we just had. I'll give you an example. Here in an election, in the midterm, we just had a judge. There's nothing more important in a municipal government structure than a judge.
Okay.
The judge is the one sending your children to prison. The judge is the one executing the long sentences.
All right.
Where was the black community in putting up judges? Where were they? Where was the black community in the gubernatorial elections? Where was the black community in the senator races? Senatorial races.
The what races?
Senatorial. The races.
I know. I was just being sarcastic.
Oh, okay. Where were they?
Right.
How is it that in the state of Ohio, oh, we got all these metropolitan areas, but the conservatives got a like 60-39 margin?
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans, if you believe in the Republican Democratic facade, if you believe, how is that possible?
Okay.
Why we didn't come out? But we came out to sell Obama t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And what we get out of that? An Obama phone. That's packed.
Nigga trinkets.
Yeah, nigga trinkets.
Yeah.
Mm. What's happening with this conservatism? These people that I'm talking about, these people that despise a lot of the niggardry that we low-key despise,
right.
These people are organizing.
Mm-hmm.
These people will get out. They don't care about, they don't give a damn about you cussing them out. They don't give a damn about doors being slammed in their face because they know that in the end, what they're doing is more important, and also they are well-financed. So when they get the legislation put on the books to put you in prison disproportionately for crack cocaine, and now the brand new legislation that where they're going to wind up legalizing marijuana, and the people that are going to get paid off of it are going to be the white corporations. So the niggas went to prison for smoking it, but the white people are going to come up off selling it.
Mm.
So now they'll be on 20s while you're going to prison. You see how that works? My point is, the conservatism is a backlash. That's what's going on.
Right.
It's a backlash. Because this phony liberalism that we went through in the 60s and 70s was not a practical liberalism. It was a policy in essence that did not have any type of practical framework for people to assume responsibility. And it's sad to say that, because I used to be one of these people who believed in liberalism until I actually saw what was at the core of it.
Right.
Because it was low-key power tricking, too.
No doubt.
They were catering to your weaknesses for the purposes of controlling you.
No doubt, nigga. Shit, that's what it is.
You see? Yeah, you go ahead and get on welfare. You remember how them niggas acted when the great food stamp debacle of 2013 went down?
Them niggas, they almost started eating their babies, man.
Yeah, they lost their fucking minds.
Right. Shoot. That wasn't nothing but a beta test, man. Like,
it was nothing but a beta test. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this backlash that you're having now is white people that they're pretty much angry with the state of affairs. Even though they're too stupid to understand that the nigga in the White House is not running the country.
Right, exactly.
He's not running the country. The Scott Workmans of the world don't understand how the world really works.
Shit.
They don't understand it.
Fuck. Follow the money, man. Gotta follow the money. If you want to know who's running, if you want to know who's running what.
What you got here with the so-called Republicans, and what it really is the elite. The right hand of the elite coming to power, they will usher in legislation that will do what? Put people in prison. Just like the ghetto monopoly with the Cheeto.
Right.
Oh, I'm on Park Place. You don't have any business on Park Place. You don't have a job. So you go to jail.
Well, once again, we back to problem, reaction, solution. As you know, each party takes turns creating a problem, and then within a certain amount of years, when the other party takes over, they offer a solution to that problem, which makes shit even worse. Especially when it comes to black folks.
I'll give you one. You probably don't remember this.
Right.
You probably don't remember this, but I'm gonna give it to you from both sides.
Right.
To tie this back in to Dusty Niggas.
Okay.
So people can understand the connection that I'm making. George Bush, when he ran for presidency against Walter Mondale, you remember the Willie Horton ad?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Willie Horton was the...
It was racist, and guess what? It was effective.
Right. Black boogeyman.
Yeah. They found the resident dusty nigga that they could point at, and they went to the White House and enacted all this legislation off of the back of a dusty nigga. Ronald Reagan. Did he do the same thing? Yeah, he beat up on the Chicago welfare queen. Hood rat.
Okay.
Hood rat. Now he made the argument that those social programs are nothing but a way to steal from the government and become a crutch on the government while hardworking Americans have to pay their tax dollars for this welfare queen who's making over $100,000 a year.
Right.
That becomes the scapegoat. Now we know that the military industrial complex and the bankers consume most of the corporate welfare, drive the debt. We know that. But the voter doesn't.
Right.
The voter ain't turned on to that. So now when they see Man and Duracell in the street with their music turned all the way up, bumping, whatever it is they're listening to now, that is designed to perpetuate that ignorance, that is designed to perpetuate that culture of poverty, that is designed to perpetuate a culture that sends more young people to prison.
Mm.
They hold no qualms about violating his Fourth Amendment rights or Fifth Amendment rights, if there are such things.
Mm-hmm.
Probably won't leave until the thing ends. But in the meantime, the in-between time, if you work your thing, then I work mine. We came here together so we could have fun. Me and you, baby, going one-on-one. Now this is the last chance for us to get off. So either get loose or you ought to get lost. Cause I'm just about ready to do my thing. Cause I'm a stone cold New York rat machine. I'ma give you what I got, and baby, that's plenty. And never has one man rocked so many. I'ma make you wet and make you sweat. Just to see how funky you can get. Now when I'm on the mic, I do serve well, and I go by the name of the rapper Ja Lil. Now sit back, relax, put on your headgear. You're ready for a trip through the atmosphere. I'm gonna take you for a ride through the twilight zone. I don't need a spaceship, I use my microphone. So hold on tight with all your might, cause I'll be rocking like this for the rest of the night. It's Ja Lil, yo, your master rapper. And when I'm on the mic, it's a sheer disaster. Cause MCs crumble when we rumble. Some think I'm soft just because I'm humble. So all you MCs, I hope you're real good listeners. Cause in this battle, I'm taking no prisoners. I'm slaying MCs right on the spot. Cause I'm the master of the rap, the doctor of the rap, the jack of all trades, the master of one. And the thing I master is called having fun. We got 3 minutes left to rock this funk, to separate the good stuff from the junk. So get in the groove and feel the sound. And once you're inside, spread yourself around. From the bottom to the top, top to the bottom. Come on, Master D, get funky while we got it. Start. We used to get together at the dark. Sometimes we rap, sometimes we sing. In the summer or the winter, cause it ain't no thing. And ever since I first came round, side by side we would throw down. We came here to this here place to serve you all right to your face. Because this jam here is our showstopper. We didn't want to use it, but I guess we got it. With the man of the hour, make the ladies scream and holler. Too hot to chop, too sweet to be sour. I'm gonna set the record straight, and I hope that it is not too late. The best, I won't settle for less. Put your money on me, I'm your best bet. Come on, one for the trouble, two for the banks, three for the ladies, four for the play, 5 minutes of funk. This ain't no jump. So pull your bottom off the tree stump. Ladies real pretty, city to city. But now we're getting down to the nitty gritty. From the bottom to the top, top to the bottom. I'm gonna rock them while I still got them. I'll rap and shower, has style and power. And this disco hour. I don't know if all of you have heard, so it's up to me to spread the word about the man that we feel. It's got to be real. I'm proud prince on the wheels of steel. He goes by the name of Grandmaster D. So if it's all right with you, it's all right with me. We're gonna rock you people's minds with ease, with some help from the maestro, if you please.
that's where this backlash is coming from, because they were able to say, well, Obama is tied to the rise of these niggas getting shit that they don't deserve.
Man.
That's why you can elect a Democrat to the presidency all day, but the Congress and the Senate and the houses that really make legislation, that's going to be under the control of the right hand of the elite, as well as the presidency itself, but that's another subject. That's why he can't get shit done. They showing you he's impotent.
Except for them goddamn executive orders. That don't sound like impotence to me.
No, because the executive orders is implementing their wishes.
Exactly. So actually, I mean, so he can get anything done he wants.
Being operative president, he's impotent.
Right.
Like you put up here on this post. Unemployment rate down 6%. Yeah, a bunch of low paying jobs.
Oh shit, man.
Free minimum wage jobs.
Right.
Three minimum wage jobs.
Just to make up for that
My unemployment is low. That's like the motherfucker saying, well, we're feeding people green sludge at Guantanamo and then calling it nutrition counseling.
Right.
You understand? So this type of people say, well, why are you concerned about the, because what happens is you have to be tactful and you have to be very careful about perception in a place where you don't own anything.
Right.
It's not that people are scared of white supremacy. You understand how that system works.
So what do you think is going to happen to, so what is the fate right now of the dusty nigga, man, male and female, now that we have this huge slant?
He's on the clock.
You say what?
He's on the clock.
Oh shit, man.
When the Republicans came to office, when the right arm, let me stop saying, well, I keep saying Republican because there's some people that are tied up to this idea of Democrat and Republican.
Right.
They don't understand they're the same people.
Right, exactly.
But those people are on the clock. Because under them, they're going to expand under the watch of your black president. This Republican tidal wave is going to expand the prison, the next stage of the prison industrial complex.
Shit.
It's over. It's over. Because what's going to happen is they're going to start, and here's the next thing that's coming, I'm telling you.
Right.
They're going to start sweeping them into prison on guess what?
Debt.
Child support.
Right. Wow, boy.
See, the bankruptcy code, they're slick in the way they did this. The bankruptcy code absolves you from debt with respect to unsecured debt. Credit cards, loans, you know, bills, but you don't have any collateral. But them damn student loans, that's unsecured too, but you can't get rid of that. Not in bankruptcy. And you can't get rid of child support.
Shit.
And they have legislation on the books, as you well know. The county right now, Montgomery County, it's full of niggas down there on child support warrants. They're full of niggas down there on child support warrants. Full of them.
Okay.
They've also made a certain amount of child support a felony, which means you can be sent to where?
Prison?
Prison.
Yeah.
So here's a nonviolent crime because you're slanging your dick in every rat in the bass on the coast or in Northland. You can now go to prison for it.
And I welcome it. I ain't gonna lie, nigga. Something gotta happen to stop these niggas.
You just being a hater now.
I'm a coon.
You a coon. You just being a hater now.
Hey, something got to stop these niggas from reproducing, man. Something's got to pump your brakes somehow.
You just became a hater. No, you've been rejected, and you know you've been a trick for so long. You've become a hater.
Ooh, yep, that's me. I'm trying to tell you. I'm like, bitch, you pregnant again? God damn! And you don't know who it is. You don't know you got three niggas that could be the daddy. Oh my god, bitch!
But you notice they ain't locking her up.
No, ain't locking her up. Leaving her out to breathe. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, you're going to see more of that.
Mm.
Because we talk about voting.
Right.
The only place where you got a shot, that's until they start talking about gerrymandering and redistricting,
right,
is local elections.
Okay.
Senate elections, gubernatorial elections, local elections. That's the place where a majority wins.
Okay.
That's the best form of democracy, not the presidency, where the Electoral College chooses the president.
Mm-hmm. Such bullshit.
Yeah, but in the popular elections, it's the right wing that's sweeping to power. So while you got a president that's running or acting as the chief executive officer, he's not a legislator, he's the chief executive officer. Mm-hmm. The people that are actually making the laws are the people that he got to deal with. And it's gridlocked. He ain't going to be able to do shit.
Mm-hmm.
So if he wanted to, he couldn't do shit.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If he wanted to, he couldn't do shit.
Mm.
So with the Republicans winning this election, you're going to see a culling of the herd in the community.
Mm-hmm.
The pain is going to get worse.
Man.
Again, they're going to start locking these niggas up for child support.
Mm.
And then you have somebody jumping out there saying that they're locked up for nonviolent crimes. Yeah, that's true.
Shit.
Most of the drug crimes are nonviolent crimes. Did it stop them from locking them up?
Hell no. Nah. That's the main thing niggas is locked up for now. Shit.
Yeah.
You know, shit. And that's what I've been hearing. They're going to go ahead and soften up on some of this drug stuff, so I heard. So they got to have something in replace of that to keep the prisons, you know, packed. And that'll be a real good way to keep the prisons packed with that child support shit. Because these niggas is out of control,
it
man.
Is. it's the extension of the old vagrancy laws.
Right.
See, people think that the beginning of black people in prison started in the 60s. No, that shit started after Reconstruction.
Okay.
That didn't begin in the 60s with the black people. That shit started after Reconstruction because they had put on the books these vagrancy laws,
mm-hmm,
where you had to have a job. And what would happen is that if the police stopped you and you couldn't prove employment, they arrested you and put you on a chain gang.
Okay.
The only way you can get out, and throughout many places in the Midwest and especially in the South, at that time, sharecropping was the predominant industry in the South because it was still rural, although they were becoming industrialized. The agrarian economy worked through sharecropping. So essentially, they were still in slavery.
Okay.
So what would happen is that if you worked on a man's plantation and you happened to be wandering out in town and the police stopped you, you had to be able to tell them what plantation owner you worked for.
Mm.
And when they arrested you, they had to call that plantation owner, and the plantation owner would come down to the station and say, yes, that's my nigga.
Mm.
That's where the term my nigga comes from.
Okay.
They had to identify that you were working on their plantation. That's the only way the police would release you, and you were released into the custody of the plantation owner. You weren't just allowed to walk out the door and go about your motherfucking business.
Hmm.
That's why a lot of black people left the South and ran to the North. So, this concept of putting niggas in jail for debt, mm-hmm. or putting niggas in jail for servitude.
Mm-hmm.
It's a continuation. But now, that type of tactic is being aided by niggas that don't know any better.
Okay.
They don't know it. And they're proud of that. They're militantly stupid. They're militantly stupid. Anytime any black person says anything that says, if you want to see some ignorant shit, go on Dr. Boyce Watkins. Go on his thread and look at some of the shit. Anything he says that's practical or sensible, it's a nigga sitting there shooting it down.
Man.
See, they want to be purposefully ignorant. Nobody can defend this corporate toxic music that's out now. But it's a nigga out there that will say that there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
And you can clearly see, I know you heard the article where this man was saying that some of these people that's pushing this music are some people that are investing in prisons, same people that are investing in prisons.
No, I ain't heard that article or read that one.
Yeah, that's been out, man.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Been out.
Right.
It was an article that surfaced by this music executive.
Man.
That said that the people that are pushing this type of irresponsible music are the same people that are investing in prisons.
Wow, what a coincidence.
That article came out last year.
Oh, okay.
And you still got some niggas defending that.
Mm-mm-mm. Shit.
So, no, I don't have any. If I come off kind of hard, I'm sorry.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
I'm tired.
And they love to say, well, you know, don't be so fucking, I'm judging.
Right, right.
Only God can judge me. Fuck out of here with that.
Right.
God ain't in that courtroom.
Mm-mm-mm. Shit.
God ain't at that prison facility.
Mm.
God ain't in that cell when them niggas running up your ass 4 and 5 at a time. You becoming a prison bitch.
Oh, nigga.
Where's God then?
Wow, man. Whew. Mm.
Only God can judge me.
Shit.
God ain't at the DP&L when they cut off your power.
Mm. Yeah, it's funny watching these niggas, man, not even... it's just plain to see that the rules and the laws and the legislation... It's used to perpetuate bad genetics, man. Bad it genes.
It is.
And not
it
just
is.
Bad genes and bad genetics, but a lot of it. It's yeah. just like, God damn, you just breeding. And this, you know, once again, problem action, problem reaction solution. You know, it's so bad now that, you know, it makes me want to enact draconian laws to lock niggas up for having kids. You know,
that's what white folks are doing.
Yeah, that's how bad it is. It's like, damn, okay.
Agree.
Well, like, when is it going to stop? How are we going to stop these motherfuckers from just dumping their seed in any bitch and any bitch just accepting any seed? How are we going to stop it? Of course, and we know that they have perpetuated this on purpose to make it this bad so that we will accept something so fucked up as to lock every nigga up for having kids. And that's the part that's killing me. I'm like, man, but how do you stop it? How do you stop it? Because we can't count on the dusty nigga to take it upon himself to use common sense and be like, I should stop having kids I can't take care of. That's obviously not working. So what do you do, Tony?
It's only one thing to do. You have to call them. From the population.
That's coon talk. You don't have the right to judge. Oh my God.
He is our own worst enemy.
Wow, man.
I don't care about that phrase mongering and rhetoric.
Right.
Coming from these pro black niggas.
Right.
I don't give a fuck about that because I know at the end of the day, none of them have a plan. The best they can do is sell you something.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say a plan, I'm talking about a means by which all the black community can work together.
Right.
and then a plan to make them work together. Mm. We can all offer solutions. All of us, but how many people are willing to get out there in the dirt and make that shit work?
Right.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't care nothing about that cool train shit. So they can sit up and sell that shit to, you know, niggas that they trying to sell shit to.
Mm-hmm.
They can sell that to them.
Mm.
I'm looking at the horror of what's unfolding right in front of us.
Shit. And dare I say that a lot of it is predicated upon your life experience, man. You know what I mean? Like me and you, I mean, we've been knee deep in the most niggerish shit for a decade, man. That the shit that you see and I see is just astounding. So I don't know. Maybe a lot of cats just don't have the experiences that me and you have. You know what I mean? I have worked, you know, should I say, with law enforcement and in the prison system. You have also in that capacity. And not to mention the fact that, you know, we have extremely close ties with most of these females. You know what I mean? That's out here doing this crazy ass ratchet shit ad nauseum. So I don't know. Maybe a lot of these cats just don't have the experience or the wisdom to see that. God damn, something got to happen, man. Something got to shake.
The thing is, you remember the drop squad?
Yeah.
Rocky was telling Garvey, he said, hey, he said, we don't, we talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And Garvey was trying to explain to them, he said, these cats ain't trying to hear nothing, Rock.
Wow.
He said, you got to get their attention first.
Okay.
And a lot of these cats don't have the attention span to sit down and even listen.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the attention span to even sit down and listen to something that will save their life.
Mm.
So what are you supposed to do?
Your hands are
tied.
What
are you supposed to do when someone is too stupid to listen on how to save their life?
Gotta let them crash and burn, man. Shit.
That's why I sat here and said I wouldn't lose a night's sleep. Oh, why you doing that? Why you Chairman Brothers going to prison? You have freely made that choice.
Right.
Because I don't know how much plainer it could be. The drug game is over.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see that the cops have turned all your customers into informants?
Mm.
You ain't caught on to that yet?
Right.
You ain't caught on to the disparate and long-ass prison sentences you're getting? You ain't caught on to that yet?
Wow.
I mean, what do they have to do? And see, when you go to court, you can sit down and sing a sad tale of war all you want to. That judge don't want to hear that shit.
Sure fuck don't. They cold-blooded.
You can hear that shit from a bitch.
Right.
Because he going to put her back on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So she can produce more just like you.
Wow.
But he ain't going to hear that shit from you. He want to know, can you be convicted of the shit that you being charged with? You don't want to hear none of that shit about your life. They don't want to hear that shit. So all this sentimentality and understanding, we're not in that age now.
Hmm.
That age of trying to understand where they come from. And the bench is not filled. Political offices are not filled with people that are functioning on compassion. Because to them, as you well know, compassion is a big expense.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Oh, hell yeah. Ooh, I'm paying the price now. I'm still paying for my compassion. Jeez.
Yeah. They don't give a shit, and they don't care that you think they mean. They don't give a fuck about what you think of them.
Mm-mm-mm.
Because they're locking you up. What the fuck they care about what a motherfucker in prison think you can't vote?
Mm-mm-mm.
What the fuck they, what do they care? They don't care about your life history. They don't care about what you've been through. They don't care about none of that shit.
Hmm.
did you do this? Mm. I go back to that movie, Straight Out of Brooklyn. When that boy was talking to his sister, and he was saying he was going to go out in the street and hustle, and she said, you know, Gaddy said, don't do this. He said, later for Daddy. Mm. Said, because he ain't doing nothing but beating on Mommy. And talking about the white man.
Wow.
So, to the people that are listening, they can call this fake nigga outrage. But this is some real shit going on in these streets.
Right.
And you coddling these dusty niggas because you may be one of them. Well, because you're trying to understand that plight, that's not going to save the black community.
Mm-mm.
Your understanding and compassion is not going to save the black community.
Shit.
Every time a war go down, do you know that they sit up and they estimate the casualties before the first soldier hit the battlefield?
Sure do.
They know people are going to die. They can look at the conditions of warfare and project how many peoples they stand to lose in a war, even if it's a false flag operation.
Right.
So are you stupid enough to believe that if they would do this in conventional warfare, that this is not a reality in this social experiment? I always thought it was interesting. Why would you use the word project when referring to a housing community?
Right. Yeah, they're telling on themselves.
Yeah, what are the implications of using, you know what that word project means? Well, in an experiment with lab mice, they give the lab mice cheese. Well, when they were doing these little programs, they gave niggas cheese. Why didn't they say housing community? Why didn't they say housing? No, they said project.
Experiment.
Yeah.
Shit.
They can calculate losses based upon where you live. They can calculate losses based upon your socioeconomic status.
Mm.
Your lifestyle. That's the backbone of insurance. So you'll be a damn fool to believe that some of these dusty niggas haven't been calculated into the equation of a war on humanity for control of the resources of the planet. Their death has already been counted for.
Shit.
And your compassion. Minister Farrakhan has offered them a way out for 50 years.
Right.
There has not been a more effective prison ministry than the Nation of Islam. That's your salvation.
Mm.
That's your shot at redemption.
Mm-mm.
If you don't take it, what the fuck you want from me?
Boy.
What do you want from me? You want me to understand you creating more children that you won't be responsible for? You want me to be responsible for? You want me to be responsible for your recklessness in perpetuating white supremacy?
Mm-hmm.
See, the dusty nigga is an accomplice to white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
He's the biggest accomplice to white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. It's just odd. It blows my mind, man, how motherfuckers can look at cats like me and you and think that somehow we against the black community and then hold a dusty nigga up on a pedestal. It's like, God damn, these niggas are the biggest perpetuators of just niggatry. And of course, if you're doing that, you know, you're accentuating white supremacy. It's like, man, anybody that exercises self-constraint and discipline and logic, you know, somehow they're a threat to the black community. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. What the fuck is that about?
I can't take it no more.
Then they make all these street icons out of all these niggas that are the real problem.
Mm-mm-mm.
that are the real accomplices to white supremacy.
She crazy, man.
You remember? Let's go back to the Mac. You remember the Mac?
Yeah.
You remember in the movie The Mac, where the man said, in the Mac, he said, Goldie's brother, mm-hmm. he said, man, you're forcing me to make a choice I don't want to make, John.
Mm-hmm.
He said, in order for this to work, we got to come down on everybody at the same time.
Okay.
In order for this to work. Well, they put that little snippet in rap records and niggas was laughing at that.
Okay.
Here's a pro-black dude talking about being righteous. We got to clean up the community. And that became the butt of a joke of a skit on a rap record.
Right.
You can't win.
There ain't no winning, man.
Ain't no winning. You can't win.
Shit. Thusly wise, you know, the herd must be culled, man, because I guess it just comes down to you have to have the intelligence and the capability to even overstand, you know, a concept like that so that you can work off of it and be successful in life. It just seems like a lot of these cats don't have the gray matter to comprehend it, man. I don't understand.
Well, I mean, it's the intelligence to comprehend it, but to be able to put a plan of action in the play.
Right.
But you pitch hell trying to agree, you know, on some basic premise.
Mm-hmm.
You niggas will argue when you tell them, look, we need an economic base in the black community. We need to start training our children to be business owners and entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
Teach them to make a job and not to work a job. Now, we know in common sense that every motherfucker out there can't run a big...
Hello? God damn it, nigga Fuchsius. Hello? Oh, nigga Fuchsius. Hello? Nigga. Well, maybe if you had an Obama phone, I wouldn't lose contact. The fuck? God damn it. Oh, shit. Man, what is wrong with your Obama?
Huh?
I must be hot. Why am I hot?
I mean, we keep getting, somebody must be fucking with us tonight. We must be saying some shit.
I don't know what the fuck. Like I said, I'm about to ask, are you on an Obama phone, nigga?
No. I don't. No.
Oh, shit. Hey, hold on one second, okay? Hold on. God damn.
Man, we must be saying some hot shit tonight. We getting cut off. But,
for real.
You know, again, the niggas that are the real sellouts, the niggas that are the real coons,
right?
They're urban legends.
Mm-mm-mm.
Don't call Clarence Thomas a sellout. Rosé is a sellout. You know?
Man, shit.
So, I mean, it's this, with this whole concept of how we see things and only God can judge me and coddling them, that's no solution to anything.
Right.
It's no solution to anything.
Well, this is what we're going to do. Man, we're going to have to wrap this on up because, for real, this shit, boy, this goddamn phone, do that shit one more time. So, once again, go ahead and just, once again, hit us with parting words about the whole situation, about the ratchets and the dusty nigga movement, man, that's been rampant. And, I mean, what do you think should happen? What do you think should not happen? I mean,
I think the thing that should happen is happening. You're going to have to call these people from the herd.
Okay.
In order for the community to survive, the dusty niggas and the hood rats will burn each other out.
Okay.
What you're going to have is these niggas are going to prison,
mm-hmm.
and the girls are going to be left on the streets.
Right.
Period. They're going to be left on the streets, and the families are going to be broken. And what's going to happen is that until that is consumed or naturally works itself out in the black community, we're going to have these problems. Hmm. And the dusty nigga is a hindrance in the black community. And he was created to be a hindrance in the black community. Just like the hood rat was created to be a hindrance in the black community.
Mm.
Although we may love fucking them, we are under no illusions as to what happens.
Right.
We're not.
I'm definitely not.
We're not. Yeah. We understand how this works, and we understand how it's supposed to function. And for people that want to say, we're not being elitist. Nobody, we're not saying we're Superman because we read books. Because I know some niggas are going to say that.
Right.
They think they are just because you read a book, nigga.
Man.
Again, the problem is getting niggas to agree on the basic platform. You can't even get them to agree on a basic platform. Some niggas are disruptors. They're just compulsive disruptors. And then you have some niggas that are working with so white supremacy.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And until we straighten this mess out, there will be more dusty niggas. But I think what will happen here again is you're going to see more of them get swept in the prison. Mm-hmm. You're going to see them get swept in the prison. And if that's a sacrifice that has to be made for the black community to survive, I have no compunction. I have no, not the use of the word compunction. That's the wrong word.
Right.
I have no problem. I have no hang up.
Right.
I have no hang up about that. I have no hesitation about that because everybody's tired of it. Everybody's tired of it. You're not one. You're not gonna stop the fat nigga from fucking your bitch. That's not.
It
doesn't matter.
You sure ain't. Goddamn it.
Shit. You're not gonna stop that.
I'm about to.
And two, you're not gonna stop what's about to happen because this has to happen in order for people to survive.
Mm-mm-mm.
So I don't hate you, but you got to go.
Survival of the fittest, nigga. That's what it come down to.
The black community can't afford you no more.
Mm. All right, well, with that being said, man, Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com and the Mac City Limits. Like to thank my special guest once again, nigga Fucius, Tony Dreamer, a.k.a. Eric Magnus in this bitch. That's right, man, and we out.
Well, now my daddy's gone to glory. I work real hard. I drank corn liquor. That's the truth.
Woo! These kind of boys seems innocent, Boogie. Got everybody on the post thinking he's a strong black buck. White boys envy his strength, his speed, power in his swing. And this colored champion lets those same white boys call him Shine or Sambo.
Whoa, Lord.
And he just smiles.
Dream about the time when I was a little boy.
Can't talk.
The night would get blue.
Can barely read or write his own name. And don't care. He'd tell you they like him. What it? Colored folks ain't supposed to have but so much sense.
Yes, he would.
You know the damage one ignorant Negro can do. We were in France in the first war. We'd won decorations. But the white boys had told all them French gals that we had tails. Then they found this ignorant colored soldier. Paid him to tie a tail to his ass and run around half naked making monkey sounds. They put him on a big round table in the Cafe Napoleon. Put a reed in his hand. Crown on his head. Blanket on his shoulders and made him eat bananas in front of all them Frenchies. Oh, the white boys danced that night. Passed out leaflets with that boy's picture on it. Called him Moonshine. King of the monkeys. And when we slit his throat, you know that fool asked us what he had done wrong. My daddy told me we got to turn our backs on his kind, Wilkie. Close our ranks to the chitlins, the collard greens, the cornbread style. We are men, soldiers. And I don't intend for our race to be cheated out of its place of honor and respect in this war because of fools like CJ. You watch everything he does. Everything.
Maxie, I'm